Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast, broadcasting from godsword.eprn.us. Welcome and thank you for tuning in today. There will be two scripture readings in each part of the podcast. Praying. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the opportunity to read aloud your word to others. May everyone who hears your word be blessed in a mighty way. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The first reading is taken from Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 5 through 10. The second reading is taken from Psalms 1 in its entirety. The scripture readings are from the NIV. The Word of God reads as follows in Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 5 through 10. This is what the Lord says. Cursed is the one who trusts in man, who depends on flesh for his strength, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. He will be like a bush in the wasteland. He will not see prosperity when it comes. He will dwell in the parched places of the desert, in a salt land where no one lives. But blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. He will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in the year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. The heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, search the heart and examine the mind to reward a man according to his conduct, according to what his deeds deserve. And now for Psalms 1 in its entirety. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. And now we will take a break and listen to a song entitled, Thy Word is a Lamp Unto My Feet, by Vintage Worship.
To my feet and a light unto Thank you.
the scripture readings in this second part of the podcast are as follows. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 11, followed by the reading of Luke's Gospel, chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. The resurrection of Christ. Now, brothers, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and on which you have taken your stand. By this gospel you are saved, if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you, otherwise you have believed in vain. For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures, and that he appeared to Peter, and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers at the same time, now of whom are still living, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all apostles, and last of all, he appeared to me also, as to one abnormally born. For I am the least of the apostles, and do not even deserve to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace to me was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. Whether then it was I or they, which is what we preach, and this is what you believe. And now, from Luke's Gospel, the calling of the first disciples. One day, as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, with the people crowding around him and listening to the word of God, he saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Peter, put out into the deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken. And so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, Don't be afraid. From now on, you will catch men. So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him. The word of God for the people of God. And now for a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, let not your word go out void. May it be a light unto our feet to direct our paths. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The closing song is entitled, Come Thy Fount of Every Blessing by the Tabernacle Choir.
You are now able to enjoy exquisite coffee and espresso by Exquisite Barista from the comfort of your home or office. Now delivering our exquisite collection of coffee blends and flavors right to you. Visit exquisitebarista.com, click the Sip Something New button, and explore the open coffee shop selection. Feel free to give me a call or text message at 704-727-6141. We're still in business to give our customers the best service and unique luxury experience that will continue to go above and beyond.
Why do I store value with silver? By storing value in silver bullion and precious metals, I'll own a piece of the most undervalued asset on the planet, 1 ounce at a time. And at a pace that I'm comfortable with, keeps me in control and on track building my precious metals portfolio and self-directed fund. I understand that silver bullion money isn't alternative currency or highly speculative cryptocurrency. It's been a standard of barter for 5,000 years, and it's historically respected as money. God's money. Silver is the only undervalued commodity that serves dual purposes within finance and industry. It has held its value throughout the test of time, and in the coming years, the demand for silver will only grow. Start your self-directed precious metals account through Black Star Fund LLLP. Go to BlackStarFundLLLP.com and click the Precious Metals Bullion Bank Now Open link. Explore the selection and order online. Or give us a call at 980-201-9878.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us.